800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The New England Patriots are champions of the National Football League once again.
Yes, it's still a dynasty.
The call on the Patriot Radio Network as they beat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3. For most of the game, it was a defensive struggle. The score was tied 3-3. Then midway through the fourth quarter, Patriot quarterback Tom Brady took over and led the Patriots on a 67-yard drive. That ended by a 2-yard touchdown run by Sony Michel that proved to be the game-winning score. The Patriots added a field goal at the very end. New England wins their sixth Super Bowl championship. Ram fans were disappointed, but Patriot fans were ecstatic.
Oh, six, baby. Six. That's all I got to say.
Go Pats! Heck yeah! Brady number six!
President Trump may face challenges within his own party in 2020. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld plans to headline Politics and Eggs in New Hampshire in 2 weeks, a must-stop for White House hopefuls, and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan expressed interest this week to CNN.
I'm not protesting every day about every issue, but when I stand up and certainly let people know when I disagree or when I think something is going on that I don't think is right.
And an email this week by former Ohio Governor John Kasich's political group reminded supporters that many have suggested Governor Kasich should run, and he is keeping all of his options on the table. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA
Hi,
Radio
I'm Jeannie.
I'm Mindy King.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you.
It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be interviewing Chris Kellogg from Nightingale, New Jersey, about his company and the challenges facing the families are facing with elder care and some of the issues related to caring for an older relative. If you're currently facing these challenges or might be in the next several years, you're going to want to stay tuned to see what options are available to you. It's Thursday, February 21st, 2019, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, I'm going to be talking with Chris Kellogg from Nightingale, New Jersey, about issues affecting elder care and what you can do for your loved ones. Now, if you're currently facing or if you're currently faced with caring for an elderly loved one, or you may be someday, then you're going to want to stay tuned. So, Chris, welcome to Taking Care of Business, or welcome back to Taking Care of Business.
Jim, thank you so much for another opportunity and being able to come back on your show.
Very good. Glad to have you here, as always. And I always start the program with what we call the business quote of the week. Today, we're going to switch that up. Instead of the business quote of the week, we'll call it the aging quote of the week, if you will. It's brought to you by Crown Trophy of Flemington. This week, the quote comes to us from Abraham Lincoln, and he said, "In the end, it's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years." I really liked that when I saw that this morning as I was preparing for the show. And, you know, and I think there's a lot to that, and it can be applicable to business. You know, it's in the end, it's not the your life that counts. It's the life in your years. And it's the same thing in business. It's not the amount of time you've been in business, but what you've done with that time. But there is another side of business that, and that's the what I call the business of your family. And that is, our generation, when I'm 57 years old, and we start facing the aging out, if you will, of our parents and other relatives that we may find ourselves caring for, and that's why we brought Chris in today to talk about issues that can affect you know, your family as you prepare for them as they get older. You know, do we have to start looking into assisted living, nursing homes, or bringing in staff to look after them? So to get it all started, First, can you explain to us, Chris, what Nightingale NJ is?
Absolutely. Nightingale NJ is a team of long-term care providers. We are nurses, social workers, and physical therapists with at least 20 years of long-term care experience each. We started off being a nurse to a director of nursing to administrator of a building to myself, coming out of graduate school with a concentration in geriatric social work to a director of 138-bed subacute and long-term care facility in social work. Our nurses have 30 years of hospice care, depending on what nurse you speak with. And again, it's not about the number of years, it's about the quality of years. And I'm grateful that you found that quote, because that, if you look in my office, I have a magnet that says that, that I look at every single day. Very and cool. Our physical therapist that started off as a physical therapy assistant to a director of a program that all of us have gotten frustrated with the system that healthcare is very compartmentalized, and none of us really want to be shepherded into a box. We want to be on our individual journey and path, and what we offer to our clients and their adult children is that ability to help you make informed decisions, steer you away from challenges, but hopefully bring us on board soon enough so you have options and keep your path straight with our navigational expertise in the healthcare continuum.
Very good. Now, I am developing a little bit of a complex here because the last time I had you on the show, Kelly couldn't join us. Today, because of yesterday's snow, your staff is running all over the place, you know, taking care of folks. And Kelly, who was supposed to be here with us, isn't here again. So I just want to put it out there. I think she's afraid of me, and she shouldn't be, and I apologize. So hopefully one day I'll get to meet the Phantom Kelly McNamara. But if you can, talk about your background and Kelly's and how you formulated, you know, and came up with the idea of Nightingale NJ.
Absolutely. So Kelly actually hired me right out of graduate school. And she started off as a floor nurse to a charge nurse to a director of nursing to eventually the administrator of the building. And she hired me right out of graduate school. Healthcare was very, very different 20-some years ago. Time stops for no one. And again, it's about the quality of life. She eventually stepped back because her mother developed Alzheimer's. And there's only so many hours in a day, and running a massive building like that, you need to make sure that the home front is taken care of. But we always stayed in contact. We were friends for years after. We always said, you know, we can do things better. Mm-hmm. And about 3, going on 4 years ago, we stepped back and I said, it's time to act. It's having a concierge service so that things aren't allowed to fall through the cracks. When a doctor says something to you, what is said, what it means, and how it applies to you now. Going to doctor's visits, finding out what's important to you. I think the thing that separates us from other people is that we have the years of experience in the system. And you can't beat the system, but you need to have someone that knows the system to make the system work for you.
Correct. I agree 100%. Now, for you and Kelly, are you licensed in your profession? How does this work?
Absolutely. Kelly is a registered nurse and licensed through the state of New Jersey. I am a licensed social worker. I earned my master's from Boston University. I was the recipient of the Lewis Lawley Excellence in Gerontological Studies the year I graduated. I passed my boards to become a licensed social worker. Again, Farron is another one of our nurses who has been a registered nurse for years. Melissa is a registered physical therapist. And again, that's one of the things that we're not working exclusively on our own journeys, but we are a part of something bigger. We are accepted through the state of New Jersey. We have to pass boards. We have to continue our education to maintain our certificates. We have a level of expertise and standards. Mm-hmm. We all belong to ELCA, which is the Aging Life Care Association. It's almost like a guild for people that do things like us. And again, there's a level of standards and oversight that one day I didn't just wake up and say, this is what I want to do, but this is a culmination of advanced education and years of experience to be able to bring white glove services so that our clients and their adult children have their power, control, dignity, and peace of mind throughout the aging process.
And you and I have talked several times in my office, you know, off the air about what you do. For the people who are listening, when is the right time to call Nightingale? Because I think what happens a lot of time is, for certain families, they can ignore that mom is having an issue, that dad is declining or something like that. And then all of a sudden, it's now at crisis mode. You know, we have to get help. Is that too late in the process? When should they start thinking about we need help?
I think, you know, we're dealing with emotion versus common sense. Emotion is we want to paint our loved ones as strong and as independent as they always have been. But we also need to come up with a plan for them to minimize the risks of them not being able to be that person. And the transition from being the care receiver as an adult child to the care provider for my mother is always a turbulent one. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to come up with a plan. It's like going to your attorney.
Right.
You don't really want to sit down and talk about when things go poorly, but you need to come up with a plan to have advanced directives in place. And that's another conversation in and of itself. But talking about if something was to happen, what are the things that I want to have done? What is acceptable to me? Do I want to have extraordinary means done? Who do I want to be able to make medical decisions if the time comes that I'm not able to? Who do I want to be able to have access to my assets to be able to pay for these things? And when the time comes, I do want to pass comfortably and peacefully, and I want my belongings to go to these people.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be able to see the subtle changes. When you go to your loved one's house, is it poor housekeeping that we're seeing? Are there changes? Hygiene of them? Are they showering? Missed bills that we're starting to notice? Are there falls that are occurring?
Mm-hmm.
Medication management. What comes first, the fall or the medication mismanagement that leads to the fall? Those are the two leading things that end older adults in the emergency room. Are there appetite declining or having changes so that perhaps they're not able to eat the same things?
Mm-hmm.
The body is a homeostasis. Everything is connected from one to the other. Are they not exercising as much because they're weak, or are they weak and they're not eating as much because they're not burning the calories, or are they not eating because they're having teeth problems?
Mm-hmm.
We need to step back and look at the big picture, and that's what myself and the rest of our team does, is look at every single component. So what goes on? And that goes before even starting to talk about what sort of potential challenges you might see with your loved one's memory.
Mm-hmm.
I put it like this, and it's a little less complex, but I'm an ice cream guy, and you can set your clock. I walk downstairs to my basement, and there's a deep freeze where I go and get my little carton of ice cream every single night. If I was to go downstairs and I look down at the floor and there's a puddle and I look up and there's a leak coming from one of the pipes, I ask people, when is the right time? And I put that as an analogy. When are you going to call your plumber?
Right.
Because if you see a slow leak and there's a puddle, the next time you come downstairs, you could have water up to your kneecaps.
Right.
You need to listen to your head. You need to listen to your heart. And you need to listen to your gut. If something does not make sense, bring in someone that can help make sense out of all of that and help you make informed decisions as a medical fiduciary so that we can tell you what you need to hear, not necessarily what you want to hear, but there's no secondary gains for me to make a recommendation to this provider one way or the other.
Very good. All right, we're talking with Chris Kellogg from Nightingale NJ. We're going to have a lot more after the break on what it's like and what you should be looking for as you start to care for elderly parents or loved ones. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime. What else?
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com. And with me today in studio is Chris Kellogg, who's from Nightingale NJ, an elder care provider. And want to get right back into the program. Chris, you talk about what you call the triad of care. Can you explain what that means to our listeners?
Absolutely. The triad of care is not just being able to age, but to be able to age effectively in a manner that is acceptable to you. First of all, you need to have someone navigate you through the complexities of today's healthcare continuum. Where do you want to be? AARP says that 80% of older adults want to be able to stay home. What can we do to minimize the risk of you having to have a fall, something that would have you need to leave your home, whether it be medication management, that area rug that you sometimes trip over, getting to the doctor's appointment on time and really understanding what is said, what it means, and how it applies to you now and in the future. Talking about you, not at your highest level of functioning when I'm hopping out of bed, I have my cup of coffee and I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, but at the end of the day, when I'm not just physically fatigued, but I'm also globally fatigued. We hear a lot of short-term memory conversations, and that breaks down to safety awareness. Jim, when I came in here, you were sitting at the desk, and you leaned over, and you shook my hand, and you greeted me.
Mm-hmm.
I sat down. Well, sitting down is not just sitting down, and people look at me when I say that. What does that mean? I made sure that the back of my knees were touching the chair. I made sure that my rear end was square with the handles. I put my arms and my hands on the handles, and I sat down slowly.
Mm-hmm.
if I skipped one of those steps, I'm going to be at a 25% greater likelihood of falling. Now, if you're an older person, at the end of the day, you have potentially have a fatigue. You might be a little bit distracted because the microwave buzzer is going off. You have your TV going. Your phone might ring. If something distracts you and you're not paying attention to that, what you need to do immediately, there are potential hazards. What we want to do is come up with a plan. We don't tell you what you need to do. We tell you what we recommend and why, so we can bridge you with the services and or equipment, technology to limit the risks and make sure that plan A is always taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up with plan B. Well, what happens if you need more assistance? Where do you want to be? What facility do you want to have to go to? What is acceptable? What is a quality of life defined by you,
right,
not defined by others? And then we bring in different wealth managers that we've worked with through the years that specialize with your plan A, plan B, plan C that you developed with one of our elder care navigators, with that wealth manager to come up with the assets that you've had. I've had people that said, oh, I want to go to an assisted living. This is getting too much for me. And I sit down with them and let's look at your financials. And they nearly want to keel over by saying, oh my gosh, I never thought healthcare would be this disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so important to come up.
By disgusting, you mean expensive.
Expensive. Right. Coming up with literally tens of thousands of dollars monthly.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to find that plan to be able to conserve finances when possible, come up with other programs that could limit the risk of you having to have your change, but also having system and your finances in place if that time comes. And finally, the last part of the triad of care that we talk about is making sure that you go to an elder law attorney. And I stress elder law attorney is that I wouldn't recommend anybody to go to an attorney that, hey, I'm going to help you close your house. And by the way, if you need a divorce, I can draw up your paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an art making sure that your T's are crossed, your I's are dotted, making sure that your living will, your health proxy, your power of attorney. Are we talking about potentially a trust involved? I tell people that if you've had your paperwork drawn up and it's more than 5 years ago, go back because technology has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to move money around has changed. Legal documents have become obsolete. And it's important to make sure that the people that you know to want to make these decisions, and this is coming back into that triad, which we help as navigators, that they're feeling comfortable being able to make those tough decisions.
What about when you talk about when is the right time to call Nightingale NJ, is that something that the individual is making that decision and saying, I need help, or is it the family who's looking out for them saying, Mom needs help, Dad needs help?
There's not a global angle. We have older adults themselves call that, I know I need to have a better handle on things now. My spouse is starting to have different challenges, and if something happens to me, I don't know if my adult children really know. There was a study that was done a few years ago, and I have that information right here, that 72% of the adult children think that their adult parents should come up with an elder care plan. 69% of the older parents themselves thought they had already discussed their plans with their children. 52% of the kids had to talk but did not feel that it was a detailed conversation. After having a clarification conversation, 93% of the adult children felt like they had peace of mind, and 95% of the older adults have peace of mind. And that's one of the things that we do. We come in and almost mediate. Even it doesn't need to have tension, but
right,
then it goes back to what is said, what it means, and how it applies to you. Because as we grow older, the chronic conditions eventually pile up, whether it be arthritis, hypertension, potentially diabetes, congestive heart failure, coronary artery disease, just for mm-hmm. some. We need to plan not for our highest level of functioning, but also on our lowest level of functioning. What happened, like yesterday, it was a dark, rainy, snowy, grungy day. Well, in the middle of April, I'm going to be able to have the windows crack and I'm able to be limber and help with my ADLs, activities of daily living. How many people yesterday didn't put their shoes on or didn't go outside right. because they physically weren't able to lean over because of arthritis or pain?
Mm-hmm.
What can we do so that on your not so good days, we can really, again, limit that risk of having that change of status that you have to leave your current place?
You talked about something that I was going to come up with, and that was when you have a family situation, maybe it's a son, a couple of daughters, or something like that, and they're not necessarily in agreement on the best care for mom or dad. Is that something that you come in and you kind of help, kind of whether it's educate, mediate, negotiate so that everybody's on the same page? What do you do when there's a relative who should have a say in the care, but they're living in California or something like that? How do you keep everybody in the loop on what's going on?
We listen to, and this is another reason why I would encourage anybody and everybody who's listening, is to reach out so that you have your mature life plan in place. We help people with all of those circumstances. At the end of the day, I tell people, when you hire me, and this could come from one of the adult children, you hired me to come up and support your father. And this has happened. One of our earliest clients came in. My dad needs help. I need you to find a nursing home for my mother. Well, I go out and I speak to the gentleman. It's like, my wife is not going to a nursing home. At the end of the day, and the older gentleman was frustrated with me, you're supposed to persuade him. And I said, no, I'm supposed to advocate so that at the end of the day, you're not looking at me and frustrated. You're not looking at him or even your mom or your siblings. At the end of the day, you know that your dad is able to look himself in the mirror and know that he has done everything he possibly can do to keep his wife where he wants to be able to have her. Mm-hmm. So that fast forward a couple months, it was his decision that this is not the right place of care. And to fast forward actually 3 years, that gentleman who told me, Chris, you are the biggest pain in my beep, is one of our biggest referral sources. That you need, he says that you're like having a sibling without a baggage.
Right.
And telling them, again, what it means and how it applies to you. But also them being aware that I'm telling you what you need to hear, not always what you want to hear.
And that's the key part, is the what you need to hear versus what you want to hear, I think is key in a lot of areas of life, but particularly in the other, because the emotion is so high, you know. And when you have, you know, siblings getting together and one is saying, mom always said she wanted to be in the house, and others are saying, but the better care is at a facility or something like that, being able to kind of mitigate that and get everybody on the same plan is huge. We're coming up on the next break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about who is affected in the life planning, as you mentioned, the mature life plan, and how they can all work together to make it, you know, basically seamless moving forward. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com, WHCRDB. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano, the host of the program, and with me today is Chris Kellogg, who's with Nightingale NJ, Elder Care Navigators. Chris has a couple of programs coming up March 5th at the East Windsor Senior Center, 40 Lanning Boulevard in East Windsor, New Jersey. He'll be giving us a talk on an informative workshop on mature life planning. So if you have any questions on that or would like to sign up, you can RSVP at 609-371-7192, or you can call Nightingale NJ at 908-452-6644, and their website is nightingalenj.com. Another program that Chris will be hosting is going to be held on March 18th at the Princeton Senior Resource Center in Princeton, New Jersey, a workshop on Aging Life Caregiving 101. So, again, if you find yourself having to take care of someone elderly in your family, these are some programs that I think would also be helpful. And then coming up in April, Chris will be giving an informative workshop on navigating the challenges faced by what we call the sandwich generation. That'll be held at the Municipal Courtroom in Branchburg, New Jersey. So for anybody here in Flemington, a nice local program. Chris, that's the first time I've heard that term. What is the sandwich generation?
The sandwich generation was actually coined some years ago by Carol Abbey. It is when you are an older, you have an older adult, a parent, and middle-aged adult child who is also raising children.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, there's different levels.
So I'm the bologna between the white bread.
You are the you are the bologna behind the white bread, absolutely. And those people, and I am a proud member that is managing my mother's care while raising two small children, while trying to manage a business, while helping my children grow and be independent. You have a lot of different directions that you're having to go to all in the same time. There was a Care.com study in 2017 that 2,767 adult people that consider themselves sandwich generation spent over 30 hours a week helping their parents. Now, this is hard on them. This is hard on the small children, and it's also hard for the older adults themselves because, again, going back to the transition from the care provider to the care receiver is challenging.
Mm-hmm.
All of us oftentimes would do almost anything for our parents. However, our parents may not want that help.
Right.
And having that conversation that I will tell anybody who's willing to listen to me, and I do role playing with my adult children, is that stop using the word you. You can say the most kind and empathetic thing. However, when you start off a conversation with the word you, you are putting it in accusatory terms. You fell. You're not taking your medication and the house is a mess versus I'm concerned the house isn't as tidy. there's been a fall, and which one would you rather hear?
Right.
And being a wordsmith and going back to what is said, what it means, and how it applies so that everyone can feel in control.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, the sandwich generation are primarily women. 65% of the sandwich generation primary caregivers are women. And this oftentimes affects them negatively. Again, a study from MetLife showed that over a woman's lifespan, they can lose as much as $324,000 for the purposes of them not accepting advancement in pay because mm-hmm. that's going to add added responsibility, being overlooked because they had to bring their loved one to the doctor's appointment. On average, women do informal care annually in between $148 to $188 billion annually. That's many crazy. Of our clients, again, live locally,
mm-hmm.
but can't go to doctor's appointments, want to be available, but also know that I need to maintain the role of a daughter, not a caregiver.
Right.
And that's what we also help for our clients.
Well, I was going to ask that because it's never a defined role. It's not like you get a promotion at work and they say, congratulations, you're now the caregiver of your mother. It's just a role you kind of transition into.
You don't have a vote.
Right. And so is there a time or a way that you can also help, you know, your client's family understand their role and how you can kind of ease the burden?
You know, I think, again, early interventions and saying, I love you, I need security, I am concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I have been raised by amazing parents that taught me that family is first, and I need this for me. Please let me do the same thing that has been afforded to me. Mm-hmm. Let me help.
I do want to go back. When you were talking earlier, you mentioned that if you had planned your life or done your life plan 5 years ago, it was a time to revisit that. And you know, so I liked what you said about that, because as I'm looking at my own life, it's been 10 years. And so things have definitely changed. And so as far as is that, would that fall under more estate planning or, you know, how would you put it?
Many times elder law attorneys will ask us to speak to their clients because they don't want to, they don't know what's the strengths of different buildings.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what the rates are. And we go in there, again, acting as a medical fiduciary, we only accept payment from our clients. There are different businesses out there. We'll do it for free. Nothing is for free.
Right.
You check into a place that was recommended and they get your name. Why are you here? Who did you hear from us? You give them a check, and then that building would then reimburse whoever you heard that from.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they stop. For our clients, we have as many clients in the community as we do in assisted livings, as we do in nursing homes.
And when we talked the other day in preparation for the show, yours is not a business where you know, people would come in and meet with you and you'd give them a little bit of advice and send them on their way. You're actually with them. You're going to doctor's appointments. You're going to other appointments. Can you talk about that aspect of Nightingale NJ?
Absolutely. We are a concierge service. So we have a spectrum of people with their financial assets. Sometimes people would bring us on saying, Dad has $100,000 in a house. Where is the best place for him? And we would want to sit down. What is Dad's cognitive status? What is Dad's physical status? Doing, again, the physical therapy, the nursing component, the social work component. And what is Dad's wishes and expectations? If there's limited finances, I would want to know, what does Dad want? Is dad an hour and a half away from you? Mm-hmm. What is dad's tie to the local community? And then saying, okay, if potentially an assisted living is where you would want to be, I wouldn't want dad to go there and have his assets been spent down in 1 year. I want him to be able to go there and stay there. And I would want it in documentation form by the place where I make that recommendation to, once he spends down, you are not asking him to leave.
Right.
That's really important. Not just a handshake, but that's written down. And what are those parameters? And if he was to go into an assisted livings have different tiers. Oftentimes there's a 5 or 8 tier level in each building. It's not universal. Everyone is different. And it's a point system. I could walk there and I get my meals and I'm on a tier one. Mm-hmm. Someone on tier 5 could need assistance with their dressing and their bathing and pill administration. I want to know, when is it that they are not going to be a welcome member in that place's community anymore? Mm-hmm. Because I don't want the money that he's worked so hard for to spend down and be told, I don't know where you're going to go, but you can't stay here now.
Right.
Because your care is too high.
Mm-hmm.
What are the things in place to minimize that risk? And again, one of the biggest things are the transfer statuses, when people go from walking to ambulating with assists to needing a wheelchair to a one-person transfer.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes assisted livings, I'm making broad brush statements because gosh knows they are not all the same. When you need to be a two-person transfer, that gets a little bit harder for the assisted livings to manage. And if there becomes cognitive challenges, that there's safety awareness, there's falls going on, that they need a more supervised setting so that, again, the loved one is not at risk of having to go to the emergency room.
Right. Very good. Real quick, let's talk about how you the other types of care or the other types of services that Dayton NJ provides to the families. We've talked about the health care and the assisted living. We've talked about the financial. What else can people expect when they sign up with Nightingale NJ?
We listen to what our clients want. And again, sometimes it could be housing placements. With the finances I have, I want to stay home. How can we make that last? When do you have the most physical challenges? I'm not making the right medications. I'm not getting them. There's devices out there. Kelly sets up medication monitoring. There's a device that she loads up essentially every 2 weeks, and it cues that person, Jim, it's time for your meds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jim is sleeping. He doesn't hear it. 5 minutes later, the voice gets a little bit louder. Jim, it's time for your meds. 15 minutes go by. If Jim does not physically collect the cup of medication in that device, a call goes to Kelly's phone and we call.
Okay.
What's going on? Again, we think outside of the box with the assets that you have.
So for the person who is an hour and a half away from mom or dad, there's a peace of mind in that, knowing
absolutely.
That, you know, not only is the device going to try 3 or 4 times, but after that, a phone call is going to be made.
Absolutely.
So if, God forbid, they had a fall, at least right. there's somebody right. on the other end of the line.
Several of our clients, we're not the power of attorney for, but they have the lifeline button, the,
mm-hmm.
or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Sorry for product placement, but I've fallen and I couldn't get up.
Right.
The button goes off. We get called because we're going to get to that house or the emergency room closer than the child that lives in New England.
Right.
And we are the eyes and ears and boots on the ground.
Very good.
For them.
All right, you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We're speaking with Chris Kellogg from Nightingale NJ. We're going to come back and finish up the program. I want to talk about an issue that is becoming more and more serious in the elder generation, and that is the topic of hoarding. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Oh, you lucky dog. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. And glad to, joining me in the studio today is Chris Kellogg, who's with Nightingale NJ. We're talking about some of the issues that are affecting families as their parents age up. And we've talked about the sandwich generation. You're taking care of young children. Now, all of a sudden, you find yourself taking care of mom and dad. Another quote that I want to share with everybody is, "Oh, the worst of all tragedies is not to die young, but to live until I am 75 and yet not ever truly to have lived." That comes to us from Martin Luther King Jr. Chris, we got about 10 minutes left in the program. Let's talk about the services. And I know there are a multitude of them at Nightingale NJ, but talk about the services that Nightingale NJ provides to their clients.
Okay. Oftentimes, we are called in during a crisis mode that there's been a fall. Somebody's in the emergency room and they're not able to return home. We come out and find out what's most important to the older adult. If they're able to say, "This is what's going on. I don't understand." We rally outside services, and we screen our aides. We do not have home health aides. We work with a plethora of different agencies, but we screen all of them to make sure that this is something that someone that I would feel comfortable taking care of my own mother, and making sure that we have check-ins in addition to just their eyes and ears. Conflict resolution. Sometimes adult children don't always agree with what is important if the older adult is not able to make those decisions for themselves anymore. Oversight. Again, going to doctor's appointments. I don't think anyone should go to an important doctor's appointment at any age by themselves, because everyone eventually just has that peanuts moment. Remember when the teacher would talk to Charlie Brown and all Charlie Brown would hear is, "Wah, wah, 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 wah." You know, everybody has that emotional threshold. Talking and looking over legal components. I'm not an attorney, but again, pairing them with people that are, this is their wheelhouse and expertise. Communication with the family so they know that mom and dad are okay going to those doctor's appointments. This is how they were today. and trying to get in front of any and all challenges in addition to the medical management, medication management, the home care services, like what we talked about in future housing. We are really the one-stop shop that if we can't help you, we are able to pair you with other experts in that field. I tell people, yes, I am an elder care navigator, but I am not able to answer every question for you. I don't make promises I can't deliver. Mm-hmm. However, you will not find a more resourceful person in the world when it comes to your older adult.
Very good. You've done a number of presentations on this topic, and when you and I were speaking the other day, it kind of shocked me because, you know, I think of my mother or my mother-in-law, not really people who kept things for the sake of keeping them, but in the elder generation, hoarding seems to become a bigger issue as they get older. What's the cause, or what do you do when you're faced with a client that is in fact hoarding?
Jim, to be able to have this conversation, we need to come back, and I will talk really fast at the next time you have me on. But hoarding has been noted as early as age 15, and with each 10 years, it becomes more of a challenge. It's important that sometimes that stimulus is a traumatic one. It could be bullying in as early as elementary school. It could be a death of a spouse, loss of a job, potentially someone that has been living with that potential hoarder has always picked things up or thinned things out. But if there's been a change, that person does not have supervision. While being in the nursing home, I oftentimes would have to help the residents clear out their rooms. And I'd ask, why do you have 50 washcloths? Why do you have, you know, 6 bushels of the little stirrers for your coffee? It's collateral. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes people living through the Depression era did not have things.
That was my wife's grandmother with paper towels. You know, when she died, we found like 68 rolls of paper towels.
And this is something that I don't want to consider myself an expert in, but I've considered myself, you know, you cater to what you need to for your clients. And that has just been, I would say probably 25% of our clients have a component of that. But it's important to go through doing that psychosocial assessment. Why are things accumulating? Do they physically not have the ability? Do they have arthritis? Do they have COPD that they get winded and they can't do that? Or is it another psychological component? Again, I can talk about this, and this mm-hmm. is a big deal, but we've been noted, written up in US 1. I did not anticipate being coined the clutter conqueror before, but you know, we deliver and we navigate through the continuum and make sure all of our clients have their power, control, dignity, and peace of mind, and we make sure that happens for them and their adult children so they are comfortable.
Very good. I've been talking with Chris Kellogg today from Nightingale NJ on a number of issues affecting elder care, both as it affects the care giver, the care provider, and the person receiving that care. Chris is going to have a couple of seminars coming up in the near future on March 5th at the East Windsor Senior Center. He'll be talking about having an informative workshop called Mature Life Planning. That'll be in East Windsor, New Jersey. You can RSVP to 609-371-7192. Then on March 18th, he'll be giving a workshop on Aging Life Caregiving 101. That'll be in the Princeton Resource Center, 45 Stockton Street in Princeton, 609-924-7108. And then finally, but because he does a number of programs throughout the year, on April 16th, he'll be talking about navigating the challenges faced by the sandwich generation, which again is a new term to me, but one that I find I'm now part of, taking care of my own kids while looking after my mother. That'll be on April 16th at the Municipal Courtroom in Branchburg, New Jersey. You can RSVP to 908-533-9331. Again, Nightingale NJ, Elder Care Navigators, can be reached at 908-452-6644. And I encourage you to go on their website, nightingalenj.com. Chris, thanks for joining me on the program. Any final thoughts as we get ready to wrap this up?
No, Jim, this was wonderful. I look forward to coming back in the future. And again, just if I could ask everyone to leave with that one pearl of wisdom, is that if you're seeing your older adult and there's subtle changes, listen to your head, your heart, or your gut. Be proactive and avoid having to be reactive, because that can change their world.
Very good. All right. Again, thanks to Chris Kellogg for joining me today from Nightingale NJ. We will try on a future program to get Kelly in here. I'm not that scary. This is not 60 minutes, so hopefully we'll be able to get her in here. In sports, the NBA and NHL seasons are underway, and the playoff picture is getting clearer there. In NASCAR news, Denny Hamlin won last week's season-opening Daytona 500. This week, the teams travel to Atlanta for the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 this Sunday at 2 p.m. In Major League Baseball news, spring training is underway. In NCAA men's basketball, Duke holds down the top spot, followed by Gonzaga, Virginia, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Nevada, Michigan, North Carolina, Houston, and Michigan State round out the top 10 as we are about 2 weeks away from the beginning of March Madness. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well, when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming program topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on the show's new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I've been taking care of business.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Ahead of the State of the Union address, President Trump has decided to speak out about several military issues. After the president said sending U.S. troops to Venezuela was an option on the table, Margaret Brennan on CBS's Face the Nation asked him if he would personally negotiate with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to convince him he should leave office.
Well, he has requested a meeting, and I've turned it down because we're very far along in the process. You have a young and energetic gentleman, but you have other people within that same group that have been if you talk about democracy, it's really democracy in action.
He also said he wanted to leave U.S. forces in Iraq so he could keep a close eye on Iran. He also claimed that Defense Secretary James Mattis resigned because he told him to do it. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications.